Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
The sense of entitlement seems to be at an all-time high. People expecting the world.
Oh, yeah. It's higher than ever.
One place, one segment where that's really highlighted, I guess, is the travel segment. As they worked hard to get people traveling again after the pandemic, people were getting a lot more for a lot less for a while. But now, it's the opposite. Prices are through the roof, and you're not getting as much for what you're paying. But this is highlighted by a travel agency that runs a Discover Africa program. They say no is one of the dirtiest words in hospitality. You generally are not supposed to say no to people.
Right. You probably deflect to some other type of thing, like they want this one thing. You say, oh, you know what? How about this other thing?
Right.
You know.
But travelers are hearing no more and more these days. This travel agency said when it had potential clients ask them if their young son could ride a lion.
Yes.
While on safari.
Of course you can. That is so smart. The fact that someone would ask for a child to ride a lion says everything that you need to know about our state of being right now. So stupid.
The consultant said, we obviously said riding a lion may not be the best idea.
Nope.
So the guest asked, what other wild animals could their son ride?
Zebra.
We reminded them that keep in mind, these are wild animals. So there is no possibility of that happening.
What about an elephant? Anything you can capture and tame while you're here.
Yeah.
In the end, the travelers decided not to use that travel company, saying they were going to India and they were told their son could ride a tiger there, so they don't understand.
Is there an animal worse to ride than a tiger?
No, just a lion.
Do they do that? I mean, are there like trained?
No.
India's nuts.
No, I know.
India's nuts.
You can do anything there.
So they probably have like, unfortunately, whipped, trained tigers.
Yeah, I just don't
tiger
know.
Rides in India. Let's see. If
the only time I've seen anybody ride a tiger is on a carousel.
Yeah. I mean, you can see them. You can watch them rip people to shreds in a couple towns. I'm not seeing it jump off the page here, Dave.
I'm not seeing it either.
Oh, ride an Indian tiger. It was down at the bottom.
Yeah, but I think that was not.
No, it was just something.
Can you ride a tiger in India? Oh, wow. Jeez. How to see tigers. There's still nothing about how to ride them. I mean, people are asking that question online. Can you ride them? And if you raise them like a tiger cub, like a domestic cat, I guess.
I always thought it didn't matter because they're not like a domesticated species. They would eventually, just on a bad day, or
they'd kill you.
They'd kill you. Like Siegfried. And
yes.
Roy.
Yeah.
Like, they probably got as close to being able to ride a tiger as you could get, and one still tried to snap the neck of the other one. So, I don't know. Mm.
Dave, when are you going to India?
You trying to ride a tiger, my man?
It's the one place you haven't been.
I know, because I'm afraid.
I don't blame you.
Before my father-in-law passed, he pulled me aside. He's like, Dave, you cannot go.
You know, I really told you not to go.
They will take you.
I know.
They will take you.
That's what they said. That's what he said to me.
That's how I feel. Like,
he's like, I'm not going. But what do you mean? He's like, Dave, they will take you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The white devil.
Yeah, I guess not.
Maybe yeah, not. I just think that you, I mean, if you're there, to me, you've got ransom written all over you.
There's a lot of yoga retreats in India.
I'm sure there's safe places. I think he was meaning like go into the villages with their families and stuff are. That's something I shouldn't do.
No.
Like tourist places I could probably go and be fine. People do that all the time. But if you were to go deep into, you know, these Indian villages and visit families, which they'd expect you to do if you were
there. Would you consider a fake beard of some kind? Like a long beard? I think you should consider it if you're going to go.
A little bronzer, to be honest. Bronzer and beard.
Yeah, it's not the worst.
Very good.
Put on a turban, too.
You know, like it's not the worst.
I don't know. And the thing is, too, so they would be highly offended if you didn't visit them, and they would be highly offended if you didn't stay with them.
Oh,
right.
And they sleep about 12 people a room.
No.
Yeah, there's sewage in the streets.
There's not a lot of AC happening.
Yeah, I like the air conditioning.
Yeah, one room just has bats in it, apparently.
Yeah, you better not go.
The bats and pumpkin
welcome
room.
To the bat room.
You're not Batman?
It is our bat cave.
They keep pumpkins in there for some reason. It's attracted bats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, that is a draw, though.
Doesn't sound.
You don't see any of that in that Patrick Swayze movie, City of Hope.
No. The bats and pumpkin room.
Better stay away, Dave.
Yeah. So if we did it, we'd have to not tell the family.
I've never seen that Patrick Swayze movie.
I'm City of Joy. Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's a doctor.
I've seen it.
No. And I mean, he gets treated pretty rough in the Indian city, too.
I bet.
And I mean, he's Patrick Swayze, Dave. You're not Patrick Swayze, no offense.
No, I never claimed to be.
It's true.
It's going to be...
You should learn how to fight with a knife. I learned anything from that movie.
I really do, like, because, you know, we took the boys to Ireland so they could experience that part of their background.
Yes.
But, and we said we'd love to take them to India so they could experience the other part of their background.
Sure.
But if we did it, we wouldn't be able to tell the family.
Yeah, so you could just go. We just
have to go undercover
tourists.
Yeah. And stick to the safe.
You wouldn't be able to tell us either, because I'd be staging an intervention to make sure you don't leave and never come back.
Right. That's true. Yeah. No. Yes. Dave is taken.
You ought to almost have to send them on their own. Like, you guys should go.
Then I'd be terrified.
And I don't think they're old enough now, but I think, like, if they really want to go check out that part of their
heritage,
you know, like at 22 older. Years old, go yourself.
Mm.
Go check it out. You know?
No, I think large white man should accompany them.
Oh, I think you shouldn't.
Although my 16-year-old is now officially taller than me, so...
Yeah, I think that they would be fine.
Bodyguard.
Yeah, I think they would be
there
fine.
There you go. See, just somebody approaches you in a threatening manner, you just throw your kid right in front of you.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Get him!
They're like, we want the big white guy. We have to take him.
Plus, they would expect you to act a certain way, too, right? The kids and Amber would have to dress a certain way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and we just don't comply with those things.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough one.
I mean, I probably couldn't show my legs.
Couldn't show your legs. That would be devastating.
What if they saw your feet?
Being in India,
what if they saw your feet?
So hot.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like 112 and I'm in corduroys?
He's
corduroy.
Yep. He's definitely in slacks of some kind.
Those are his traveling corduroys.
No, he's not in the full getup. I mean, if he's not in the Aladdin wear.
Her family is more open to stuff now that they've been here many years. But I remember the first time, like, coming over to Amber's house in shorts, and the women, I think, ran out of the room.
Oh, yeah, they can't. Yeah, they basically can see your dong or something.
I'd be like, oh, geez, I guess I shouldn't have shown my legs.
I don't think, see, that's the thing. Like, I think even if you went and stayed with Amber's family, they're not the ones you have to worry about. It's like... Who is the neighbors down the street for houses?
Oh, I'm not worried about her family. I'm worried about people seeing me.
Exactly.
The street thugs that are like, hey, white devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see people out there just looking, trying to get people in trouble.
Look for guys on mopeds with knives. That's,
oh, yeah.
Again,
yeah.
City of Joy. Yeah. Watch it, Dave, before you go.
So anyway, it's still on the list.
Borrow one of my knives, Dave.
Yeah, it's still on the list of places we need to visit. I just don't know how.
How to do that.
There's like a train, I guess, you can take that stops. Not one of the trains with 500 million people on it.
Well, I feel like all of them have that.
It's like this train that goes through India and stops at all like the tourist places. And then you just get back on the train.
Right. Do they have some kind of like electrical, like it kicks the people off from just hopping on the outside of it?
I don't know.
I don't know how it works. Well, it's the same for me, like being super into Egyptology and just thinking in my head, I'll just never go there. I'll just never go see the pyramids because I'd have to hire, I believe, like a whole security staff, which is, I think, what you have to do, basically. You have to have like a car full of people that
in Egypt?
Yeah.
That's on Amber's list. And again, she just wants to take me places
car
I can get taken.
Full of people with guns that you need
that's
to
scary.
Have.
Mm. That's a scary one.
Yeah, I thought that same thing, Chuck. I would love to go, but I will never do it.
Great. Yeah, just you,
two nerds should do a nerd trip together.
We'll both be taken.
I mean, I would go too, but I don't think three of us need to be taken.
No.
We couldn't protect each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I could do some sex acts. I try to keep you guys alive for a little while.
And then, James could suck you guys out of trouble.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think some of those wings over there are uncircumcised. That's kind of scary.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, it's our only hope. Yeah. It's all we've got.
Maybe some handies.
You draw the line at uncircumcised?
Yeah, I'm just picturing an uncircumcised terrorist dong.
Jesus. That's what really... You want to look into the heart of fear?
Yeah. Uncircumcised. Are Egyptian men uncircumcised?
I would assume.
I think the only people that really do that a lot are the white guys. So, and over here in America.
Yeah.
94% of males in Egypt have been circumcised. You can suck all you like.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Good. It's way higher than the rate in the U.S.
There you go.
Happy birthday, James.
Hey, Al, we're going.
Let's go, boys. I'm bringing my chapstick.
71% of males in the U.S. have been circumcised. That figure is 94% in Egypt.
They do have an anti-circumcision group.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, they're not making much headway.
That's who's taking us, by the way.
Yeah.
The anti-circumcision group.
That's how we got.
We got some circumcised guys here.
Yeah.
Steal them. Now, so, James, you would not want to go to Ecuador or El Salvador, where only 0.11% of the men have been circumcised. Okay.
Everybody's got the turtleneck there.
Put those on the bugaboo list.
There. I didn't realize that was one of your things.
That's his thing, yeah.
He came up with that right away. Like he's
he did.
Yeah,
that
was his first question.
I couldn't go to Egypt because they're uncircumcised, and if I have to suck my way out, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
I can look down the barrel of that gun.
Yeah. Turns out all the guns look great.
It's weird.
Yeah. Wow, these guns are big and brown and more impressive than mine.
I never even thought of their wiener skin. That doesn't enter my head when I'm planning vacations.
Mm-hmm. It should. If you have to suck your way out.
Yep. You got to think about that kind of stuff, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you're going to go to India, you better think about that.
Check those India stats.
Yeah, check the Indian stats.
Indian stats.
Yeah, we'll see. Save Dave in India?
Yeah, I got the phone call. I'm like, hello, I have a particular set of skills.
Oh.
If you're an Indian man, you're expected
to have the foreskin.
Oof.
Yep.
You're on your own,
Dave.
Yep.
Muslims practice it for cultural reasons. Hindus do not.
Yeah.
So it all depends.
You're not getting out of there.
Oh, blew my mind about circumcision this morning.
Yeah.
Boy, was I ignorant.
You blew out mine, too, that you've been thinking about Egyptian wieners.
It's in
a travel book or something, the circumcisions around the
world. Yeah, you don't see that. It used to be in AAA, though.
Yeah. We'll have to get James that travel book, the circumcision travel book. Let me look it up before we plan a trip.
Wieners around the world. Let me take a look at them.
Where were you thinking of going? I mean, you're... Wedding, honeymoon, whatever was in Jamaica, right?
Well, we
were, oh wow,
or we were thinking of it.
We wanted to do it in Jamaica, but things didn't work out that way with getting pregnant and the whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah,
let's see.
Well, we'll just see if you're able to suck your way out of Jamaican trouble.
Only 14%.
Oh, man, I really hope I don't need to suck my way out of Jamaican trouble.
That's tough anyway.
I mean, I already had a heart attack.
Yeah, that's tough anyway.
We
that's
drove past like
city.
A security checkpoint, and I had weed in my pocket. And I'm like, what's on this? Why are we at the security checkpoint? And they were just checking like the stickers on a guy's windshield. My wife's like, at the time,
terrifying.
My fiance at the time was like, why
someone
you have
said,
weed in your pocket?
Just got back from Egypt, went by myself.
very safe. Everyone was welcoming, and they, like Americans, did not have to suck my way out. Mm. Another one said Egypt is actually rated one of the safest places to travel right
now. I feel like these are guys trying to take people. They're just
are these the Egyptians?
Listen, I hear that Egypt is very safe.
Some uncircumcised Egyptians trying to steal us.
Very, very safe. No sucking.
They're just all trying to be sucked by James.
James is like, he's like gay James Bond.
Yeah.
Oh my god. James Bond theme done through oral sounds is not something I wanted to ever hear. Listen, James's new travel company, Foreskins Abroad.
Yeah.
I like it.
That was very lucrative.
All right, so we'll see what company or what country James is going to suck his way out of next.
It's good to know, I guess.
Jordan, you're fine in Jordan. 98.8% of men are circumcised there.
It's just crazy. If he is like a secret agent, somebody's on the other end that's his boss or something, has to be like, you're going to have to suck your way out of there.
Of course I will. That's what I do best.
Yeah. He's the best there is.
And it's like just a scene of him just sucking his way out.
Yeah.
Fast action.
We're
going to
drop James into a Jordan prison.
Foreskin impossible.
Yeah.
I like it.
So this is right itself.
Yeah.
And then he encounters one guy that's uncircumcised and he's like, I can't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Like, so
he's
it's like,
kill
when
that guy.
I'm being like beat up, like the scene when Daniel Craig's in the chair, you know? Yeah. And he's getting the crap kicked out of him.
Evil villain turtleneck.
He's the most diabolical supervillain.
Hello, James!
What do you want, turtleneck?
I want your foreskin.
Well, my foreskin's already been taken by a doctor.
I want to put it back on!
No! No!
Amazing. It deserves this
little
gem that we found before.
Oh,
yeah. Bond. Gay. James Bond.
I'm about this one.
He'll suck his way out of any trouble.
Sometimes you just get into jail and have to suck your way out. Watch the thriller.
I prefer to suck, not jerk.
James.
Instead of shaking my stirred.
Campbell. James Campbell. Watch as our hero sucks his way out of many different jails and terrorist situations.
Hey! Nobody move! I'll suck my way out of this.
Don't worry, I got this.
Oh my God, James, what are we going to do?
I like jump out of a jet, you know, with a parachute and a skydive down, and my mouth lands right on the terrorist wiener. Giving all the hostages just enough time to escape.
I see, like, landing, and there'll be, like, a circle of them around you.
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't know which one to hit first.
Relax, boys.
There's plenty of mouth to go around.
Plenty of mouth.
The damsel in distress escaped. Okay, here we go.
Campbell. James Campbell.
The Fast and the Foreskin.
Oh, man. Ooh.
That's funny. Wow, look for that. James' travel adventures.
I didn't know that's...
Up to stealing secret government files out of terrorist butts.
Got it!
The hard way.
Coming soon to a gay porno site near you.
Yeah.
Licensed to drill. I'll be stocking a bunch of chapstick.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It sucks to be old.
Or maybe it doesn't. Because ABC is coming out with a new dating series this fall called The Golden Bachelor.
I'm going to bang all these hoes.
It's The Bachelor, but only with senior citizens.
I am going to nail all of these broads.
That's the promo for it.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just a lot of conversations about how sick everybody is.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to pee right.
Oh, it's going to be sponsored by Viagra or something, right? Oh. If they're smart, I guess my question is: depends. Do you want to see grandparents banging?
No, not at all. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, I think the draw for some of these things, it's like all these pretty people, doing something stupid, and everyone's banging. I don't want to see a grandpa.
But the draw is they're hot.
Are they?
Right. I mean, on the regular Bachelor.
Yes.
Right?
I want to say
like
is
one
the
guy and then like 20 hot chicks.
Exactly. That's the draw. But in this, what's the draw here?
I don't know. Just the fascination of
or the humor of it or
maybe
something.
I mean, we know the seniors are randy. Look at the villages.
I know, but it's not like right now if I could watch, you know, any kind of gangbang porn. It would not be seniors.
I just don't want to see that at all.
You know?
I don't know who does.
That's what it's going to be, too. I bet they're going to have a lot of sex on that show.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because they say, though, like, this generation is losing their inhibitions, right? Like, they're like, screw it. Yeah, let's all bang.
Listen, you don't have time either. You don't really have time to, like, you know what, I'm going to wait 6 months. No. No, you're going to bang right away.
Do you think... Okay, so maybe they won't get their traditional Bachelor audience, but they'll get a lot more seniors.
Well, maybe, I guess.
Watching?
It might be a lot of seniors already.
I don't even think seniors want to watch that.
It might turn seniors off. You never know. You just don't know.
I don't know.
I think the truth is they've been doing that. They've been doing the show the same way for so long. They have to do something to change it up.
ABC says this: one hopeless romantic is given a second chance at love in the search for a partner with whom to share the sunset years of his life.
I'm trying to bang hoes.
The women arriving at the mansion have a lifetime of experience.
They're all sluts.
Living through love, loss, and laughter, hoping for a spark with this man that ignites a future full of endless possibilities.
Don't you just see what's happening? It's going to be like, my husband died, and after that,
exactly.
And it's like, oh, God.
Have they filmed this already?
No, no other details announced. Age range or the premiere date not revealed yet.
No picture of The Bachelor?
Nope.
No.
I bet you it's going to be some handsome George Clooney-looking guy, and then they'll get, like, all the ladies will be all plastic surgeried up.
Yeah. What do you think their cutoff for senior is?
To me, senior's 65 and up, but I guess a lot of people consider like 55 or 60.
Yeah, AARP does. I know that.
They
55,
do?
55, I think.
Okay.
It's going to be the first Bachelor where the series finale happens at Cracker Barrel.
Tonight.
It's going to be jammed. God, what's happening at our Cracker Barrel?
Thanks for joining me at Cracker Barrel. I have this one rose to give to one of you.
It's prunes. They give up prunes instead of roses.
But during the prune ceremony, somebody crashes through the Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah.
Who gets the final prune?
Oh, God, I hit the wrong pedal.
One lucky lady's going to get a catfish skillet.
I hope it's me. And they're eating at 4 p.m.
Yep. Oh, man, yeah.
The
be no nighttime scenes. They'll all be sound asleep.
Oh, yes.
Everything happens at like 6 a.m.
Let's check in on them at 9:30 p.m. Everyone's asleep.
First episode, the guy drags in his liberator pad.
Lots of bingo fights.
Yeah.
That bitch.
Oh, my God.
I will say, maybe the fights will be funny. You know, because everything gets sort of catty, I think, because they're counting on it. So maybe some of the old ladies will turn on each other.
I haven't watched 2 episodes of The Bachelor in 20 years or however long it's been on, right? Something I've been forced to watch with my wife. I might tune in. They might get me just to see if it's funny or if it's crazy.
I would definitely be on the lookout for the clips.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's like, to me, I'll be like, okay, let's see if some of these make... You know, make it to
one
YouTube.
Of the dates has to be mall walking.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm exhausted. I just had to mall walk with 9 different women.
Well, the questions will be, do you have a great pension?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Health benefits?
I'm telling you, dude.
But you get a whole new range of sponsors, though. I guess that's one thing it does open it up for ABC, right? Like, think of all the Depends and the erectile dysfunction drugs and the hip replacements and
a lot
the
of money there.
Drugs.
Yeah. Gold. Can't forget about gold.
Gold.
Oh, yeah. Tom Selleck is going to be.
Tom Selleck all over the place.
Oh, man. Gold. He's going to be exhausted after this.
Old people love gold.
They do.
It's because it's real.
It's real. You can hold it in your hand. It's solid. Something you know you can trust.
They might have me for Senior Bachelor.
Yeah.
We'll see. Premieres this fall.
It's another fast food freakout on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Well, a woman with a love of booze and tacos got herself into some trouble. A.K.A. James's dream girl.
Yeah. Give her my number.
Yeah.
This woman with 3 prior DUI convictions.
Hell yeah.
Was arrested.
Such a turn on.
He loves that.
So hot.
She was arrested after she allegedly drove drunk and refused to leave the drive-thru.
That's my girl.
Of a California Taco Bell.
Not till
she gets... That is my girl.
For sure. You stay in that drive-thru until you get everything you want.
Yep.
39-year-old Demetra Bailey has pleaded not guilty to 2 felony DUI charges, resisting arrest, and driving while her license was suspended or revoked for driving under the influence.
She just keeps getting hotter.
Police were called.
I'll leave my wife in a couple of minutes here, I think.
Police were called to the Taco Bell on Panama Lane in Bakersfield, California. The report of a motorist appearing to be under the influence and refusing to leave the drive-thru. They refused to serve her because she was drunk. And she just put it in park.
Oh, wow.
Demanding her chalupas.
Yeah.
An officer arrived, activated his vehicle's emergency lights. That's when she reversed her vehicle and tried to drive out of the fast food drive-thru lane, but instead went over a curb and got stuck. She quickly put it in reverse, got off the curb, but then got stuck again and was caught after a short chase.
Taco Bell can be probably one of the most violent of all the drive-thrus because they, more than any of the other places, have that where you can't choose to leave.
Yeah, they block you in
they
with
like
that little added
piece of cement.
They do that in case you get like some diarrhea regrets after you place your order. Now you're stuck.
Yep,
that's true.
Diarrhea regrets.
It's a real thing.
Chuck's had them many times.
Oh, man.
The diarrhea regrets. But I think also because it attracts that late night crowd. It craves that stuff after drinking.
Yeah.
Very
you
violent.
You mix
place.
All that stuff together, it leads to bad times.
I was at a Burger King drive through though, that had this as well, where they had they blocked you in.
Yep.
And someone had some form of regret, or I believe they were in a little bit of a fight with the person at the window, and they just jumped up the side, went over it. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is insane. You know, they were just like, I'm not having this.
I've only done it once
in a car that shouldn't have done it.
Luckily, I wasn't blocked in, but I've only, like, I placed an order, was for the kids. I sat and didn't move for 10 minutes, and there were still 4 cars in front of me, and I was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And I peeled out, but luckily it wasn't a blocked in lane, or I could have been Demetra.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I've always said, Dave. Be careful.
One step away from Demetra.
Yeah.
All right, on to other news of the day. We've heard of love triangles gone bad, but when this guy in Southwest Florida saw his ex-girlfriend with a new guy so quickly after they broke up.
Don't be shocked.
He lost his mind and pulled out his gun.
Oh, boy.
Here's the story from NBC2. Take a listen in.
We're on borrowed time, my man. Life's too short.
It all started Monday when the victim was parked off the side of Owen Avenue South in Lehigh Acres. He told Lee County deputies he recognized a silver Mercedes sedan parked only a few yards in front of him. He thought it was his ex.
A sedan.
A silver Mercedes sedan. I never heard it pronounced that way before.
The pasta.
Lehigh Acres. He told Lee County deputies he recognized a silver Mercedes sedan parked only a few yards in front of him. He thought it was his ex-girlfriend. They had just ended their relationship the day before.
So the ex-girlfriend is in the car with her new boyfriend.
That's what the victim came to find out after he followed the Mercedes. The victim told deputies his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend is the person she cheated on him with.
That just sounds a little bit toxic.
Deputies say the victim followed the Mercedes for a few blocks until that Mercedes pulled over along State Route 82. That's when deputies say the new boyfriend pulled a handgun and threatened to kill him.
It's not worth fighting with nobody.
The victim ducked his head. One bullet pierced his rear driver's side door. The Mercedes then took off.
Next time, take a couple deep breaths and think before you react.
Yep. Good point. Mercedes.
The victim was able to flag down a deputy who was near the area and explained what happened. The car was taken in to have the bullet removed and placed into evidence.
So it was actually the new boyfriend that fired a shot at the ex. He said he felt threatened.
Oh, so he just saw that he pulled up beside. So that's weird. I would have thought it was the guy who did the following.
Right. Huh. It would be upsetting. The day after your breakup.
Yeah.
That's... to see your lady making out
the with thing is,
else.
Though, like, you broke up because she was cheating on you with someone. So then it shouldn't have been so shocking to that guy.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do think, though, you know, there's always probably 6 to 7 guys waiting in the wings. So
of course there is. Especially guys with Mercedes sedans.
Yeah, beautiful sedan you have
sedan.
There.
That's a nice sedan.
I've always dreamed of owning a sedan.
I know.
Maybe one day.
There's dreams, you know?
There are dreams.
Closest I'll ever get is the HHR.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
That was almost a sedan.
That's called a gaydon.
No, it's called a hot hung and rich mobile.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're going to stay in Florida here because I just can't imagine what the average Florida police officer deals with in a day. It seems like so much of the crazy of the country relocates there. This time it's in Port Orange. A dude arrested for throwing lunch meat at an officer. Cops were called out. There was some sort of disturbance inside a smoke shop. The woman said she asked the guy to leave. He wouldn't leave. She had to call the police on him. And when we get to the point here in the body cam video, the cop is talking to the guy outside the smoke shop about what happened. Take a listen.
Okay. I'm here because the employee in the smoke shop right here behind me says that you've been coming in and out and bothering her and the customers.
No. When she told me to be quiet and leave. And I said...
Okay, well, she says you've been in and out multiple times and you won't leave the place alone. So, hang on, let me talk.
Okay.
Let me talk. And it's not a debate or a negotiation, okay?
No.
You are now trespassing the store, which means you cannot go in there anymore. Okay. Do you understand
that? All right, then she'll have to set my stuff outside then.
What stuff?
I have $2,000 worth of merchandise that she's holding.
Sure. No, she said that she rung my stuff up for you and you never bought it.
Go ask her right now. Go ask her, you mother...
Whoa,
come over and
I'll
get the fuck out of you. Come on, mother.
Okay.
You think I can't do it? I know.
Careful, this guy is dangerous.
A black belt and judo.
You understand?
No, he does not.
The store, correct?
I'll take your gun and walkie-talkie.
Okay.
And I'll drive off in your patrol car.
Okay. You understand you're trespassing from the store, correct?
Yes, I understand, you mother.
Okay.
Now get the out of my face.
I'm 12 feet away from you, not in your face at all. Okay.
And that's when he whips a hot piece of lunch meat right at the cop's chest.
Yeah.
Central Second Unit 42. Wait a minute. No.
Okay, about real quick. Judo! Judo chop!
You're under arrest.
You son of a judo!
Put your other hand by the back right now. Okay. Right now. Put your other hand by the back.
All the training you said.
Jesus Christ. Put your hand by the back right now.
My arm doesn't bend like that.
You don't have to be so rough. Sit up. Okay. Stand up.
Okay.
Jesus. If I sent you. Mail under arrest. Change call tag to cell battery. This is a... Dude, I'm suing you for $1 million. $10 million.
$10 million, man. I like him.
Wait till my lawyer gets a hold of this.
Oh, his lawyer. He's got a lawyer.
I'll be out in 30 minutes.
Okay. His lawyer's a bologna sandwich. You just hit
him. Right.
Yeah, on the bench with him.
Spread your feet. Wide. Spread your feet. Wider than that. Even wider. Spread your feet.
Right. Oh, my God.
Right now, you're under arrest for battery on a law enforcement officer for throwing something at me.
Oh.
Yeah, well, don't do it. Why would you throw something at me?
Because you pissed me off.
Well, there you go.
You're acting like a jerk.
So funny, because he didn't do anything.
Someone's running code 3 to me. I don't need that.
You're lucky I didn't have my pocket knife with me.
Shut up. This guy is so dumb.
You can write it all in the police report. I don't give a I can't believe it. The last thing I wanted to do is get arrested and go back to jail.
You shouldn't have thrown someone to a police officer. You're an idiot.
He spent some time there a few times.
Yeah, possibly been trouble.
Something
for
him tells me that he might have been lying about his black belt status.
You think so?
If you couldn't tell by the kick that he did. You know,
I thought that was vicious.
Yeah, his intimidating front kick.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Look out, back up.
Yeah, like if he kicked you right in the shin with that.
I love how when the cop went to arrest me, he's like, wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Yeah. Let's work this out.
No, too late, my man.
So dumb.
It's got to be sweet after, though, like, I don't know. I think sometimes it's got to be fun to, like, have lunch meat thrown at you and then be able to bend somebody's arm.
Just right backwards.
So against the way an arm should bend. Like, this guy just told you he's a black belt in judo.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, well, you should be able to get out of this then.
Yeah.
Let's see those moves.
He didn't use any of it.
If you want to see this video for yourself, I'm just tweeting it out. Look up Dave and Chuck the Freak on Twitter. You will see it there. This guy.
It's a crazy shirt he has on, too.
Yeah.
I didn't notice it.
It's like a cat screaming, but it says die.
Die.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an odd look, but he's an odd fella.
Yeah.
And if you believe that he had $2,000 worth of merchandise inside that store.
I mean, he did. He just hasn't paid for it yet.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, it's just still on the shelves.
What's crazy is, really, I think he has a whole other world.
Inside of his own mind,
right? Where he's a judo champion.
Mm-hmm. He's everything. He's
a black belt.
What's crazy to me is there's like people like him, like he has it together enough to get a sandwich.
You're one
quarter normal.
Yeah.
But like three quarters is spent, you know, like he thinks he has $2,000 inside of a deli.
Yeah, it's this delusion of.
Yeah.
Delusional, but can still somehow order
get
a sandwich.
By. Yeah. And get
it's
a,
just not far gone enough.
Get a die cat t-shirt as well.
Yeah, that was a sweet find.
I love, though, I just want to hear how he reacts after the cop. So here's him throwing the meat.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, by Central Second Unit, go to. Wait a minute.
Okay, wait a minute. Yeah. Do we really have to do this?
He wanted
to. Okay.
He's in his own salad. Yeah.
Put your other hand behind your back right now.
Then that arm just goes away. Should not. I know mine couldn't.
Again, look at twitter.com/DaveAndChuck if you want to see it for yourself. You know, I unfortunately did find some teeth on a beach once. Not how I ever would have wanted to. They were wrapped in some hair.
No, it was a human skull.
Half
of a human skull.
This, I don't think, is bad, but still, you wouldn't want to find a pair of teeth as you were out walking on a beach day, which is what someone did in Englewood, Florida. And here's that story now. Take a listen.
There's not much that tops a day at the beach. If The crystal clear blue water isn't a reward. Maybe you'll find a rare seashell or even hidden treasure. That's what Jamie Murphy and her friends were doing this past Sunday.
They went to go in the water for like the third or fourth time.
Her friend was diving just a few dozen yards from the shore near the sandbar. And when I say he found treasure, I mean he found the crown jewel.
He came like running up. He's like, look, look, look what I have. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is that? And he goes, they're teeth. I'm like, absolutely not. He's like, I couldn't believe it at first.
That's right, teeth. Chompers, the full upper deck of someone's mouth.
Dentures.
Yep, somebody at some point lost their dentures. And naturally, Jamie and her friend scooped them up.
Isn't there a ton of dentures in Florida?
Well, the last couple of days have been
so common.
What would really put a big smile on Jamie's face would be if she could find a mouth that these belong in.
I lost them.
Yeah, come get them.
She posted pictures on Facebook, hoping to find someone looking for their teeth.
Are they dirty?
Jamie even has a clue.
Oh,
the last name is written on the bottom. Galicki.
G-A-L-I-C-K-I.
There's two reasons behind her effort to get these teeth back in the right mouth. One, it's the right thing to do. And two, there has to be a good story as to how they were lost.
No.
Laughing, talking, and bloop.
Well, sometimes the wave comes up and then it rolls back and they're gone. I've seen a cell phone disappear that way, so.
No matter how they ended up at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, Jamie wants to make sure they get back. So, if these are your chompers,
they're gross.
Head over to the NBC2 News app and click on News Links.
For Galicki, huh?
Oh, poor Galicki. Galicki's
teeth
probably
are
dead.
All over the news.
Galicki's
dirty teeth.
Dead.
Dirty teeth.
I didn't know you could get plaque on, like, fake teeth.
I hope he's dead.
Oh, stop it.
No, for his own sake, because no one needs to be alive and go through this.
Whoever it is got new teeth right away.
Sure.
Yeah, isn't that what you think when you find them? You're like, I'm sure they've taken care of that situation.
Yeah, you don't need to go to the news and put their name out there.
I mean, those teeth, they did not soak in them then and then pollen them or whatever.
No, you'd think the salt water would have really cleaned out some of that. It did not. There was almost so barnacles growing off of it.
In there. Just, I'm surprised they're even touching it.
Yeah. Oh, man. They were so willing to touch that person's teeth.
Hell no.
Yeah. That's not the score I'm looking for on the beach. I can tell you that.
At least it's still right, though. You just assume you're swimming in Florida. You just be knocking teeth out of the way.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Another set of teeth. It's old people dropping their teeth. It is easy, though. I mean, I've lost like a couple of pairs of sunglasses. It takes 1 second, you're in the water, and then they're gone. Like,
yeah,
you can't. It, they're not just lying at your feet. So, you know, some old rod or dude, you know, laughed or
they
took in a mouthful
day
of water.
After that.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, yeah.
It's not cheap.
Like, you got to run home.
I'm hungry.
Huh?
Yeah, you got to run home.
That's your dentist.
I mean, that's a full
you
set.
No teeth.
That's a full set. So that's just pure gums.
Yeah.
You can't have lunch at the beach anymore.
No.
Your teeth are gone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Well, this could be a first if it happens. The first strippers union in a decade is expected to form this week. The owners of the Star Garden Topless Dive Bar in North Hollywood expect to recognize and negotiate with a union of strippers that had been dismissed from the club when they protested for safe working conditions and picketed outside. I guess they've been picketing outside for months. Judging from these pictures, they don't have the best strippers. I don't know if there's... I mean, there's this guy.
Who's that?
This is one of the boyfriends.
There's a mask on this lady.
Who are these people?
What's going on here?
Strippers. There's this one down here. She looks definitely more like your average stripper. But this hairy dude in a vest.
That's a pretty cool look, though.
I don't know. Maybe they have male strippers some nights. I think it could be.
He's very popular on Bear Night.
Oh, yeah.
The negotiation is expected following a settlement hearing with union attorneys. When ballots are officially opened later this week, the strippers are expected to overwhelmingly win the union election, forming the first known union of strippers in the United States since the nation's only unionized strip club, the Lusty Lady, closed in San Francisco in 2013. Are you looking
Who's
at someone?
That?
Oh, that's Nancy Knockers.
I can't see anything. It's so
she's
dark.
She's a bit chubbier, but she's got big boobs, and she likes to show them.
Yikes. I guess
this
I had,
looks like the world's worst strip club.
Yeah, I had higher hopes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. Oh, boy. I didn't realize.
Jesus. She's been eating a lot since she's been on strike.
Oh,
she's packed on some pounds.
Looks like
no wonder they need a union.
Yeah.
Looks like they're not working. They just stand out there. They can't get other jobs.
Looks like the guy from Indiana Jones and that Everything Everywhere All at Once is in this picket line. What's he doing? Why is he there?
Dr. Jones!
Yeah. Why is he there?
Maybe just showing support. I don't know.
Who's the guy in the vest, too? Yeah,
that guy is incredible.
So much to see.
That guy is incredible.
So much to see.
It's like Prince Albert from WWE.
Someone's in a wheelchair.
Cinder is one of their dancers. Her and Velveeta took the stage to thank.
Can you even imagine being a stripper named Velveeta?
That's this one. That's
it's
her
cheese.
Name. She's Velveeta.
No, it's not.
Velveeta.
Does she not know?
The crowd.
Interesting group of people.
Actually, if we're being truthful here, this one should have been called Velveeta. She seems to like processed cheese a lot more.
That's more like it.
She said, I'm excited that all my beautiful coworkers will finally have a seat at the table and a voice to discuss safety. It's a big day for us and for dancers.
What do you think the safety issue was?
Maybe
not enough support on the stage.
I just wonder. I wonder if it was like slippery or was it?
Well, it can be slippery, I'm sure.
Was it just the people?
I think it's the crowd, maybe.
Maybe the crowd.
The crowd is a little unruly.
Touchy. Not
very nice.
What would you say when you worked at a strip club, Andy, some of the safety issues you saw there?
I mean, like in the serious way, just like keeping like weirdos away from the girls.
Yeah.
Right? You know, they probably need more security. But yeah, I mean, like. Pole injuries. I
don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Slippery pole.
Inhaling glitter.
Yeah. Glitter.
Glitter lung.
Glitter lung. It's a real problem. Glitter lung. It's a real problem. Also, just stripper fights. I think strippers fighting each other, probably the number one way that people get
injured.
Hurt there.
Probably.
Yeah. Because, man, they hate each other. Like, Velveeta probably hates that guy in the dress there.
Yeah, I'm sure. And the vest fella.
Yeah. Velveeta. Oh, Velveeta, huh?
Velveeta.
Someone should really...
Oh, she's got the thighs of a Velveeta.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got... Is that the... I think that's that lady's outfit over here. That one we saw up there.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right, Dave. Yeah. Detective Dave. Well,
I could spot leopard print panties anywhere.
They're there all day and all night, huh?
Yeah. Well, they've been... protesting out front for weeks now.
Finally paid off.
These pictures.
That's the best picture they have of these strippers.
I'm pretty sure they've got.
Ooh!
Ooh! Wow!
It's a rough looking place.
Not the greatest looking.
I mean, it has more of a stage than I thought it was going to have. To be honest, there's more space to move than I thought.
Not the greatest.
Wow! You think they're worried about social media
website? Please wait while we check your... Oh, my God.
Be careful.
No, what have I just done? I've just clicked on this place's website.
Yeah. Becomes another training email.
Yep.
And it's a stripper website.
Go ahead,
too.
Dave.
Damn.
Just click it, Dave.
Do they have pictures?
They have a video.
Is it any good, Lise?
I don't know. They have like a news video of
the strippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
They won't. That's a sure sign. It's bad. They don't put any pictures of strippers on their social media.
Yeah,
normally, even they put some fake pictures.
And honestly, all they've done is they just have like automatic tweets set up from 2018 that just tell you what's going on there on a given night. So no one's really doing that. They did it one time.
Yeah, it looked like they just had a Twitter where they just tell you what girls were going to dance that day.
What do we have here?
Something here. I think I found one picture of the ladies.
Holy crow.
Who dance at this establishment.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's not
loading.
But what?
Oh, no. Load.
It's not loading, unfortunately.
It's panicking. It's like, what's wrong, Chuck?
The back.
I mean, what can I do this?
The back.
There we go.
No.
That's her.
That's
the lady
you saw. Yeah.
Who's the ninja?
That's Velveeta. That's big panty lady. I don't know. There's a ninja down front. She's like Kanye West's girlfriend. Remember the one that
Yeah.
It's like Daft Punk and a ninja had sex.
Yep. Wow, this big one is a stripper.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She brings the crowds.
Something for everyone.
Her milkshake brings other boys to the yard.
Yeah.
And these ladies don't want to be recognized.
I guess not.
And I think they're like a fetish style stripper.
Or busted faces.
There's always a bigger lady.
There really shouldn't be at a strip club.
She's their like den mother or whatever it's called.
There's dudes that will love that.
Click that plus sign one more time, Dave. Let's get a little closer.
Of what? Who?
There you go.
Oh, James, damn you. What's this troll down front looking at?
I don't know.
A sandwich off to the side.
Yeah. I mean, they're...
Ooh, look at that hat.
I'll say this. The one that's covered up, it might be the prettiest one.
Velveeta has a necklace.
Velveeta has... Look at Velveeta's.
She has a necklace made from the Velveeta packaging.
Why is she going with that? What is the significance of...
By necklace, you mean a piece of box cut out, tied to a piece of dental floss around her neck.
Why does she go by Velveeta?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Cheesy goodness.
It's not even a strong cheese.
It's crazy.
Oh, this is.
Yeah, I think the one with the ski mask has the most promise, but that's because
but
you can't see. That's because you can't see them.
See.
That's
what I mean. That's who he's talking about.
Oh, she has the best eyes at all.
Yeah, yeah, she has the best eyes.
She has the best eyes, but she's got a good body, it seems, here.
Well, you don't know. That could be a
that
man
could be a dude.
Under
it's
there.
Very
yeah.
tall.
Yeah. There's no bulges in the crotch.
Yeah, but you can hide that pretty quick. Trust me.
Chuck many a time.
Yeah, no bulges in the crotch.
The one girl looks like the lead singer of Def Leppard with red hair. I don't know what the thing on the right is.
Like, seriously, there is one lady possibly I'd want to see strip. The rest of them, no.
And I feel like she's just someone's attractive friend that is there for moral support.
I mean, she's super sexy in that mask.
Yeah, it's a fairly decent look.
It really helps take the attention away from the panties right to the right of her head.
Oh, man, huh?
And by panties, you mean...
I mean, the panties I could fit in.
Triple XL.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what that Power Ranger is on the bottom. Like, I don't know what 80s...
I'm not sure. It's some sort of bondage, Daft Punk stripper look.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, they are, will be... Should be officially unionized.
Oh my god, Velveeta. One of the middle looks scared.
Yeah, she's nervous.
Yeah. I would be too. Look who's hugging her.
Oh, I think it's because the chubby one's grabbing her butt.
Yeah.
You'd be very scared yourself.
There's another picture.
All right. So this is generally not the reaction most women have when they meet their man's mistress. Her take was, if you can't beat him, join him. Sofia Gutierrez from Venezuela has gone viral on social media after she discovered her boyfriend was being unfaithful by snooping through messages on WhatsApp. Mm. Rather than confronting her man, she reached out to the other woman. Plot twist, the ladies became friends.
Of course.
And Gutierrez later announced that she accepted my boyfriend as hers. What's more, she credits the other woman for giving him all the attention he needs when she's not able to or doesn't want to.
This is why I've been looking for Venezuelans.
Chuck, you couldn't handle two ladies.
I know, I couldn't handle one Venezuelan.
Are you kidding? That would
if someone said, I'm Venezuelan, I just have to leave. I'm like, I'm sorry, you're too advanced for me.
And there's you're Venezuelan. Picture. Well, there's the censored picture of the ladies. That is her in the front, and that's her guy's mistress that she
wow,
met.
The mistress is the one in the back, huh? Mm-hmm. I'd have assumed she was the girlfriend.
And this is the girlfriend. That's the mistress. But she's got glasses. I think, like, she could be, she's got that, like, nerdy, sexy look.
I don't know if the girl in the front is as good as we think, and I think there's something going on. And obviously, this guy must be bringing something to the table that two girls are like, well, neither one of us really wants to break up with them.
I think she's bringing a couple things.
She's got some things. She's got some things.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I feel like those were built and built in Venezuela.
They could be.
They're not exactly... Let's not get carried away.
She tried to say she's looking like Margot Robbie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what you do. One of those apps that tells you who you look like.
Well, yeah, I look like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone looks like Margot Robbie.
Leo DiCaprio every time.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I don't know what the guy has going for him, but for them to not decide to leave. Hey.
Seems different. There's not a single picture of her guy.
If only we spoke Spanish.
Anywhere on social media.
Because he's probably like, don't you dare. Oh, no,
oh, there he is.
No, there he is. God, he's bringing the thunder, huh, Lise?
Jesus, what is
that? That's from 2017, though, so I was 6 years old.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sure he's grown up much more handsome.
Let's hope, for everybody's sake. Is that no, that's just her with some friends. Not for everybody.
No.
That's set up for sure, but... Apparently it works in Venezuela.
Mm.
Speaking of that, on a similar note, a woman has sparked a fierce debate online after revealing her partner likes sexy pictures on social media. So he sees that chick in a bikini and is like,
Oh,
Oh, wow. Right? So dumb. Okay.
That's the dumbest thing you can do.
Yeah. Absolutely, yep. It is. Uh-huh. Hot fitness model. She's working out. Like. She says she...
can you see what everyone likes?
You can if you're friends with them.
And you would assume that if you're dating,
if your boyfriend or girlfriend, you're friends with them on social
media. That's how I know if Chuck's seen like the big gay bear photos on Instagram that I was checking out. Right. They say, liked by Chuck the Freak.
Yep. That's how you see it. The woman explained that after a few dates, he seemed nice, but she grew concerned after she noticed that he was following several OnlyFans models on Instagram.
Oh, man, huh?
And then she noticed he was liking a lot of their posts. She asked, would you date a guy who follows OnlyFans accounts on Instagram? We've been on many dates now. He's a nice guy. He's been single a while, so I know guys can turn to such things. But he continually is liking sexy pics even since we've been together. I would like to think that he would stop once he's in a relationship. What would you do? Run for the hills or see what happens?
I feel like you cannot follow any OnlyFans people, any porn stars.
Once you're in a relationship.
Even when you're not, and you might be looking for a relationship, it's just a bad look, I think.
It is, yeah.
You know? Like, I know a lot of different porn stars.
Right.
That I could follow. It's just not smart to follow porn stars. It sends a clear message.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it does, for sure. To me, pervert. Even though I know
that's the photos you're looking for.
Guys look at it, but liking them and commenting on them, to me, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah. Even like, I don't know what kind of guy and what kind of relationship you have to be in where it's like cool to even just follow the hot Instagram girls. You know, like the ones that are just taking bikini shots,
like years
that
ago,
have a million followers.
I have a younger cousin and I had to talk to him because, you know, we're friends on Facebook and I would see that he was liking all these crazy, like slut of the day. And, you know,
he didn't know that you could see.
He didn't know that. I'm like, dude, like our aunts and uncles and everyone is seeing the stuff you're liking. You can't do that on Facebook.
Exactly.
It comes up in people's feeds.
Did he stop?
Oh, yeah, instantly. He's like, oh, my God, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, don't like slut of the day or like
slut of the day.
Coffee bitch. Or like, there were some weird-ass sites and things he was liking.
You can check it out.
Check it out for sure, but don't like it. Don't
but
comment.
Don't like it.
No one will know that you've looked at it.
No.
But they'll
until
see if
you like,
it.
Mm-hmm.
Mental likes.
Mental likes are fine.
Mental likes.
A lot of guys can do that.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys do that. But liking it. I think in this situation, though, I mean, it's not like they're engaged or getting married. He's been living the single life for a while, so he's turned to stuff online.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but I've turned to stuff online for quite some time, and it's like probably not the message that you want to send out there is like, oh, I'm following Riley Reid and I'm following all of these different porn stars. Like,
would you be, if a woman said, hey, I saw you looked at, you know, these things, you have to stop that.
Am I doing stuff with this person?
Yes.
Yeah, I would stop it.
You would stop it.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Real life is much better than a simulated photo.
And I guess roles reversed, you wouldn't want your
could you even
lady
imagine
liking hot stud
I
of
couldn't
the
even
day.
Imagine right. going
hot
to someone's
stud of the
I,
day.
Honestly I couldn't like. Who am I dealing with? I'm like, no, like I couldn't. If I was interested in a girl and went to their social media and it was like guy porn stars and like guy OnlyFans models, you don't do anything with that girl other than maybe try to hook up. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
So that should go both ways.
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah.
A sex toy company has launched a recycling scheme, allowing people to send in their dusty dildos so they can be reused and reloved.
It's crazy that the address is the same address as this radio station.
It's called The Second Coming.
Oh, boy. Do you think this is just some weird creepy?
No, no. It's okay. Actually a company called the Natural Love Company. And they did a test run of this, and they got sent in hundreds of used sex toys, and they've decided to turn it into an actual legitimate thing. It appears people are keen to sustainably recycle adult goodies. They've seen a 224% increase in recycling sex toys over the past year alone.
I never thought about how many sex toys end up in a landfill.
I would assume most end up in a landfill at the bottom of a garbage bag, right? What
that's
else
exactly
would you do
how
with
I would
much
do
of
it.
The earth?
Yeah, that's how
much
I would
of the
do
earth
it.
Is made of dildos.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when they go digging through,
yeah, that's what they'll find mostly.
You know?
Metal detectors of the future are going to have some treats.
Oh.
I got one!
Now, this company, their new products are made from 100% recycled ocean plastic. So this is a big thing for them. They will take toys from any brand, not just their own. And they say they're delighted to introduce the second coming recycling scheme. Hope that it will be seen as extremely useful by sex toy owners.
I wonder if they're able to, like, dye the product any color they want, or if it's like it's recycled, miscolored. Like recycled paper, where it's kind of like that, just dingy.
No, I do have to. It's not appealing. Dingy brown is not an appealing sex toy color.
Because there is like there are some shoes I think that have been made using like ocean plastic, and it is. It looks like ocean plastic. It's not like, I think they
probably want you to know.
Intentionally. Yeah, they intentionally did it that way.
Babe, why does your dildo taste so salty?
It was in the ocean.
Oh, Lord.
And something else.
Someone says, I work at a landfill. We do find dildos all the time. And some of the ones we do, we stick them to our machines.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, because if you can't have fun...
I'd be joking with my buddies all the time. I'd have the bulldozer with a bunch of dildos attached to the front end.
Oh, I'm going to ram you. Bend over. I'm going to ram you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I never did think of how much of our landfills are made up of dildos. Mm-hmm. And it's probably a couple of percent at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
There's a lot of important questions facing us today, and it's impossible to deal with them all at once. So first things first, where in the world are the most men sitting down to pee? What country do you think has the most men that sit down to pee?
It's a Scandinavian country. I'm going to say Norway.
Not correct.
Mm. I want to say France.
I was thinking France too, Andy.
That's a really good guess, guys. That's a super good guess.
Not France. The place where men are most likely to sit down on the toilet to relieve themselves, Germany.
Well, that's a...
They like to surrender.
I guess. Well, 40, they don't.
Well, yeah. 40%...
Like it's the French. Whole place over. Yeah.
40% of German men say they sit down every time they pee, much like Lazy Baby Chuck the Freak.
Not every time.
Not every time. Most? Would you say over 50%?
Oh.
Because when I walked in on you in the bathroom,
yeah, it's over 50%. Yeah,
you were just peeing, right?
There are certain places where you just... You wouldn't dream of it. Like, I thought if you were going to pose this question to me, my initial response was going to be, well, I always make sure I sit down in a porta potty, which is not true. I mean, that's just gross.
Right. Disgusting.
And I would never. You don't do it all the time. Public restrooms.
40% of German men say they sit down every time they pee. 22% say most times. Only 10% of German men say they never sit to pee. It's so common they have a term for it. A man who sits down to pee, I may have heard of this before.
Kuhlen Magen.
No, a Sitzpinkler.
Okay, I was going to say, is it the Sitzpinkler?
Sitzpinkler.
Yeah. Hmm. Remember Although, Dave brought that up before.
Yeah, I have. That has a negative connotation
of
there.
Course.
So men don't like to be called Sitzpinkler.
No, but they all do it.
It's like calling a guy sissy here.
Yeah,
I should have screamed that to Chuck when I opened
it. Sitzpinkler!
That's me.
That's Chuck.
It would have really caused confusion instead of, I just walked in on Chuck in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I call him an effing a-hole instead. It isn't always a choice.
It's his fault.
Well, he didn't lock the door. He didn't
fair
lock
enough,
the
fair
door.
Enough. I won't get the debate started. Fair enough.
That's true.
It is required...
in some public restrooms in Germany. You'll see signs in Germany saying men must sit down.
So they just don't want pee everywhere.
Piss everywhere?
Yeah. I thought about putting a please sit down one in the other bathroom here.
What are the other countries where the men are most likely to sit down to pee? After Germany, it's Sweden.
Oh, Scandinavian country. I knew they'd be up there.
Then Denmark.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then Canada. How's she going, Sit Spanklers?
Yep.
And welcome. Australia.
Wow, the Aussies, huh?
The place where men are the least likely to sit to pee is Mexico. Only 6% of men sit when they pee in Mexico.
Hmm.
I think you just got to keep your wits about you.
Yeah, the cartel.
Cartel could be there to take you.
Hop up.
Could get bitten by a scorpion.
The U.S. is kind of in the middle. In America, 10% of men, like Chuck, say they sit almost every time. Another 13% say they sit most times. 23% sometimes. 17% say rare. 31% of American men never sit to pee. In most countries, it's more common for older men to do this than younger men. But in 4 countries, always sitting is more common among the younger generations. They are Italy. Oh, don't tell your dad and grandpa.
Yep.
Britain, Australia, and the U.S.
So we're moving that way.
Yes, we're all so lazy.
It's like comfort.
Do you think when you're really old that it'll be harder to just sit on the toilet because it'll be hard to get up?
I think it
off
is.
Off of it.
Yeah, I think I'll need one of those auto lifts.
Bars. You have the bars. So maybe it's easier to stand. Seats.
Do they have a toilet that kind of lifts
they
you up?
They do. I think we looked at it once.
Yeah, I thought we did too. Like it's almost like it's got a forklift that sort of pushes you up. You know, like the toilet seat pushes you up.
It's an ejection seat.
Whoa,
look at that. Yeah, it's a tilt toilet.
Yeah, look at that thing.
One of the left.
And this one's
fancy.
Called Dignity Lift.
Oh, my God. The Dignity Lift?
I mean, it is not. There is no dignity there. I don't know.
I love that. Look at this. Looks like a space age technology.
Dignity Lift.
Professor X's toilet.
Oh, man, huh? Yep, this is me right here,
so
Lise.
Sad.
Oh, God. Wait until that thing.
I gotta
remember this and save that as a GIF.
A GIF for who?
Just to every once in a while send to people. Because
when somebody's complaining about getting old, you send them the GIF.
No, just the picture, like the GIF.
Oh, I thought you said a gift. I thought you were going to gift people.
No,
in the future, you're going to buy everybody these seats.
No.
Damn, man.
I'm
going to
be generous. I'll take one.
Happy 50th. Here's your toilet.
No.
They're expensive.
The photo.
You should have saved your money, Chuck.
No. The photo of the person being ejected is hilarious to me.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
So you wipe the Dignity Lift up out of there.
How did she get her pajama pants pulled up before the... Dignity Lift.
Yeah, how does that work?
She can't show her badge off on the Dignity Lift.
No, but listen, if you have that, you probably have all of the... You have the sock thing that you just step into and it puts your socks on.
Easy Access Tilt Toilet Incline Lift is the perfect toileting aid.
Wait till this thing fires somewhere across the room.
Malfunctions.
Like it looks way too powerful. Yeah. It has to be powerful though, right?
It has to lift a full human up.
Yeah. Look at that.
Which combines
I'm be ready for it.
I'm up. Oh!
If you're not mid-turd.
Oh my God. It's a
disaster. You accidentally press something.
Yes.
Oh! I never thought of that. That's
horrible. I just grabbed the walkie-talkie that's on it.
Turn for me,
Help!
What is that for?
Is that a walkie talkie? That's a remote control. That's why you keep going higher.
Look
at the power box it needs.
Yeah.
It's a hydraulic lift.
It is. It's going to need it. I'm going to be 400 pounds by then. Push button.
This wire control.
We all laugh now.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's why I said, oh, God.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I wasn't even thinking about Andy Green, the Dignity Lift years. Until I saw that.
Look at this.
Oh, no, I'm going to need a Dignity Lift. Everybody's going to need a Dignity Lift.
Because one time you get stuck on that damn toilet, you're going to be like, oh, I wish I had the Dignity
Lift. I wish I had a Dignity Lift.
Help. There's your commercial. There's your commercial.
Oh, that's the one. That's going to be the one that I can't get up from. So,
Last week I was stuck on a toilet for four straight days.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Oh no.
I drank water out of the back of the toilet.
Oh my God.
What's that? You ask? That's a dignity lift. That thing's gorgeous. I spent 4 days on a toilet and it scared me half to death. So, hey, you're not alone.
You have a dignity lift too?
I do.
Okay. Dignity lift, brothers.
Oh my goodness.
Here's this guy demonstrating here.
Oh, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, hey there. I was just doing a little reading. Hey, I don't know about you, but I don't like to be disturbed when I'm in the bathroom. In fact, I don't like to have to call someone into the bathroom for any reason. So that's why a toilet lift makes a lot of sense. A toilet lift, like a Dignity Lift's toilet lift, is an electric appliance that helps you stand up.
It's taking a minute.
So if you're getting to the point where you might need a little assistance in the toilet, we suggest an electric toilet lift.
Okay.
It'll allow you
to stay in the bathroom.
That's the Dignity Lift.
That's the Dignity
one. Oh, it's the same one?
Yeah.
No, looked at on Amazon was called the Lift Easy Access.
Yeah, that thing is space-aged.
That's a totally different one. That one has, like, a lot of power behind it. I don't know if you need that much power.
Man, what I didn't realize is that this is, like, a real thing that's everywhere, probably. Like, we don't realize it.
Oh, yeah. Someone in homes and stuff. Assisted living places, they have them, the Dignity Lifts there. Well, there's a guy trying out the powerful one.
Man, I mean, this could be useful.
I hope not, Lisa.
Try to work out and stay strong.
Yeah, so you can get up off the toilet. Whoa, that one tilts you high, huh?
I'd look at it as like a PP game. Yeah, I would turn it on and try to shoot through the
blast your ass
the seat.
No, it's got the whole setup.
Everything.
Looks pretty easy too. You just set it right there.
Yeah. Lisa, don't get any ideas. James, no more balls in the toilet. You stop it there.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Stop it there.
How much was this one? I love that it's got a bidet in there too.
These things can't be cheap. This thing was $1,500.
No,
wasn't
this
it?
One was it was about half the price.
That's not bad.
Oh, but I want the one we just watched the video of, not this one. I want the Dignity Lift, not the Easy Access Tilt.
Right.
I want the name brand
fancy
one.
Fancy one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta stay strong.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
It's tough.
Super important.
My whole thing is, like, I just assume that my legs are strong just because they've had to carry around this chassis the whole life. What happens, right? Yeah, something. Like, you could get a bad knee, and then next thing you know, Dave.
Boom, Dignity Lift.
You could get gout, and then you could really use that Dignity Lift.
I'm getting so fat that I almost need a Dignity Lift in here every once in a while. Yeah, get up out of my seat for the break.
Going to commercial break. All right, Andy's Dignity Lift in the background.
You know I got my Dignity Lift.
Yeah.
Don't make fun.
Now you know with 2 minutes left in the break, he's going to start
it. Yeah. I'm like, all right, we're about to wrap this break up here. Yeah, it turns it on.
Sorry if that's distracting. That's my Dignity Lift.
Yeah.
You
hear
Yep.
I got to go to the bathroom. I'm sorry. I had to interrupt the break early with my Dignity Lift.
It's noisy.
I get it.
Oh, it lets out some steam. Sorry about when that.
Hydraulics. I'm very heavy. Oh, sorry. They beefed it up a little bit for me. Had engineering take a look at it.
Oh, wow. Man. Really? You just have to wait till we're off the air, though.
Sorry about that. I can't figure this thing out.
It's on a timer. It's on a timer.
Too noisy. Come on.
I'm sorry.
He's trying to hit the button again?
I told you that things were going to be different once the Dignity Lift was in here. We're just going to have to get used to it, all right?
Jeez.
It's my Dignity Lift.
It doesn't really save your dignity very much.
At least I have my dignity.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. That's the commercial.
That's amazing. Right there. It's almost like they came together and they were like, if you have to use this, what's the last thing you have?
Right.
Like, your dignity? Yeah. We're going to call it the Dignity Lift.
Dignity Lift.
Amazing.
Get him.
Sorry.
I told you that one was
it's break time. We're going to go to break.
I have to go to the bathroom.
It's too late.
There we go. Oh.
That's too high.
Couple more.
All right.
Couple more.
And you're almost up.
Oh, it broke.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.